Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show, Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, congrats on a big win last night. I know your team got off to a rough start. First, let's talk about that first period. Four penalties called against your team. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. Do you credit St. Thomas with being able to draw those penalties or just lack of discipline on your team's part?
You know what, Kelly, you're exactly right, because I don't think I've seen anything quite like it either. It was four penalties in 10 minutes. For sure, I thought Paige Beebe's penalties were really borderline. I mean, the one at the blue line was, you see that countless times throughout our games and our league. She's a little bit bigger and stronger than the player she hit, and the player falls down. And I told the officials, I said, you're calling a game we haven't seen all year long. And it was frustrating. I mean, there was a tripping penalty behind the net. He thought the slashing penalty on Taylor was a good call. I thought she was trying to play the puck, and just the player was going down to keep the puck in the zone, and she happened to hit her stick and knocked her stick out of her hands. But anyway, it is what it is. You know, one thing for sure is they took advantage of it. St. Thomas, you know, they were able to score twice, and it was just a real bizarre sequence in a period that I don't think we played particularly well in.
Well, your second period obviously was much different. What was the message to your team during that first intermission?
Well, the gist of it was we were just disappointed. You know, there was so much on the line, and just to go out and play like that was disappointing, because I said we could be such a good team. We can, you know, we have a team that can challenge anybody if we're playing the right way, and that starts with energy. It starts with being on your toes. It's playing with passion, and we just didn't see that in the first period. But to the group's credit, they came back out in the second period and they got after it, and they really changed the game in that second period.
Well, I noticed you had Callie Forsberg up on that top line to start the game. Obviously, filling in on that left wing spot is a little bit of a challenge for a younger player. But talk about her play last night.
Yeah, well, one thing about Callie, she's got great speed, so she can certainly play with pace. She can play with those two. She can be a really effective F1. I just like her compete level. It's always tough when you take a fifth year senior out of the lineup like Lydia, but I thought Callie stepped in and did a real nice job for us.
You got a lot of firsts last night. I know Kayla Santel, I'm surprised that was her first points of the season, as well as she's played as of late. Were you surprised she hasn't had many more points than just the two last?
She's been so close. I mean, she's, one thing about Kayla, you know, we knew coming in, she's a goal scorer, and she's had, you know, throughout the times, her opportunity, she's had chances, but her last three games, she's been playing really, really, really well. And I thought that line in particular was outstanding last night. And they were generating chances, and it was great to see him get rewarded. And she just missed. I think she shot wide in the second period on a real nice play, had a real good opportunity in the third period, a couple good opportunities. So it's nice to see her getting those chances, because they're eventually going to go in for her.
Well, you also got a goal from Adriana Vandeleest, only the second goal from your blue liners this season. How much more scoring do you need from those defenders?
Yeah, well, that certainly helps, Kelly. We've talked about that quite a bit, about we need all five players involved in the offensive zone, and our group's been really, really active. They've been getting shots, they've been getting chances. I think if you compare the number of shots from our blue line this year compared to last year, it would be quite a bit more. And so eventually those are going to start going in as well. So that wasn't your traditional goal you're going to see from the blue line, but she did a great job of coming down. There was a lot of traffic. Yeah, we've been really, really stressing how important it is to get people to go to the net. And Paige Anderson was right there, and there was a big pile. And, you know, she got the puck to the net. Somehow it went up and over and in. And that, nobody cares how it went in. It's just the fact that it went in. So that was a big goal for us.
It was a huge goal. It got things rolling for your team. You get those three goals, and then they score late. How nerve-wracking is it in those final moments when they've pulled their goalie? They've already scored one to bring it into a goal, a deficit. Do you kind of pull your hair out and get more grays?
They call it timeouts. So it was an opportunity for us to regroup as well. And we just stressed again the importance of having poise in those situations and just be confident. And I thought the groups went out and did a really good job. The lines that were out there, I thought, really limited the opportunities that St. Thomas was able to generate You know, we got the puck out a couple times, had a couple shots. That Paige Anderson made a really heads up play. She saw that Taylor was out in front of their defenseman, so she was able to shoot the puck on our side of the red line, knowing it wasn't going to be an icing, and that really kind of iced the game. So, you know, obviously you'd rather not be in that situation, Kelly, when you have a 2-goal lead and you give one up. But I thought we handled that situation pretty well.
Looking at today, any changes to your lineups?
Well, Kerrigan will be in goal, and Shelby Braylon will be our extra skater.
What's it going to take to carry that momentum from yesterday's game into today and get a sweep?
Yeah, well, that was kind of the focus this morning in our meeting, in our video, just how important it is to have a really good start. And just, you know, you in this league, you can't just expect to show up and think you're going to have success. I mean, you have to come ready. It's an individual thing. Every player has to get themselves ready. But to me, you're at your best when you're on your toes and you're jumping. You're not back on your heels and letting the play come to you. And I just thought we were just slow to begin with. And I said, we just can't do that. We got to, you know, I don't care who we're playing. I said, if we were playing Minnesota, Wisconsin, or Ohio State, and we had that first period, the game would have been over. You know, we can't do that. And again, so it's going to be really important. We have a good start. I know they're going to be better. They're going to be hungry. So we have to come out with that same intensity that we displayed the last two periods right from the initial puck drop.
Coach, good luck. Go get that win today.
Thanks, Kelly.